All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. Good morning. It is March 5th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. We are socked in with some rain and some weather, but I think it's still beautiful, right? It's all in the perspective. Perspective. It's all in the perspective. So, yeah, thought I would sit down and see if I could do a quick chat. I am working today. Kind of a weird day. Didn't come into the salon early, which I would usually do and try to do a podcast. I actually came in a little later, but now I got an hour, so I thought maybe I'll sit down and see what I can chat about. I will say I am feeling better. Feeling better, and it's so silly. Right? It's all so silly. I think about these things I discuss, and I'm thinking, oh, it's so silly. But it's real. It is real, and I feel better, right? I know one thing. I was feeling pretty shitty, and having discussed it, having had conversations with, whether it's on this podcast or with friends, I have started to feel better. And, you know, my buddy Matt used to say, talk about it, and it cuts it in half. Great. We cut it in half, but there's still the other half. And so what that means is I need to do a little work. And I've shared some of the things that I've been doing. You know, the phone has been a thing. Started to, remove some stuff, free me from a lot of that junk, and started talking about it and started practicing some of these principles in all my affairs. And it's starting to feel better. And sometimes the other thing is sometimes I just kind of go through this grind. And I just pop out on the other side, and I just start feeling better. It usually does happen around this time of year. I do believe there are seasonal depression, seasonal conditions, and it has definitely been seasonal, and I'm over it. And like I said the other day, I went for that walk, started running, started doing some of the things that I know will help me feel better, and they're starting to work, right? And so I'm feeling better. We are moving along. I got a call from my buddy this morning. He's like, yeah, man, I'm cracking up listening to your podcast. And I was like, you know, I love it when my buddy calls me and especially when he says, you know, I know how you're feeling. I'm going through the same thing, right? Or people will reach out to me and say, I get it. You know, I understand what's going on, or I appreciate you talking about that. You know, I do think phones and electronics and too much damn information is not healthy for me. I know. I think we're all getting caught up in it a little bit. So had a great chat with him. And yeah, just super blessed. Super grateful. I went to a meeting last night. That was part of the other issue, I think, is I've been going to so many meetings, but there have been so many, like, tradition meetings And so it's just sort of, you know, get back into the regularly scheduled program. The other thing that I talked about the other day, and I am still doing it. I went to the meeting last night. It was a step meeting on the fifth step, and I didn't read, right? I just listened, and that is making a little bit of a difference for me, right? Listen, if you're new to a program and you're learning these steps for the first time and, you know, gathering as much information as you can, I would definitely read the steps. I have been reading these steps for many, 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 many years. And so to take a break and listen, right? Because, you know, that is a skill, the skill of listening. And so now I'm like, I want to see if I can still gather information through listening. And it's been great. It hasn't been so such a burden because, yeah, reading is, I mean, I can read just fine. I just get sick of following along and then reading. And so but it was on the fifth step. And, you know, to me, the fifth step is so interesting. And you can hear it in people. I feel like, a good friend of mine led the meeting, and he had a great share. And, and he talked about it. This was really that transition point from really, he said, which a lot of people say, you know, he goes, you know, this book got me sober. And this is the step right here that, you know, allowed me to stay sober. And I was like, and I'm not the guy that's like, maybe you meant this, but I know for me, when I got punched in the mouth, that got me sober, right? But these steps and reading And going to these meetings are the first thing that started to introduce me to serenity, right? And serenity, you know, it just shows there is more than just sobriety. Great song, Inside Job, Pearl Jam, the mighty Pearl Jam. Yeah, man, the fifth step to me was this, you know, and I can look back at it, and a real change happened for me when I finally came back and really, really did a fifth step like a person that got to instead of a person that had to, right? And, you know, I talk about this being a victim of alcoholism, being a victim full of fear, and I know I talk about it, but it's so... What blows me away is how clear it is to me today how much that hampered me from finding any sort of peace and serenity when it came to these steps. Because as a victim, right, I've said so many times, I have to, right? And when I have to, like my whole life, I do everything half-ass. And it's just, I just didn't get the results. And, you know, like it says in the song, underneath this smile lies everything, right? Underneath this smile of mine lies pain, fear, worry, right? Maybe that's all the same thing. But the fact is that on the outside, I look happy and I look like I'm doing well. But on the inside, I'm still tortured, right? And as simple as it is in the fifth step, right? And all, you know, it really just exposes self-centered fear for exactly what it is, man. It's right out front, right? And so when you get to that fifth step and you actually have to sit down and tell all of your dirtiest, darkest, scariest, I'm taking this shit to my grave secrets with another human being, 99% of us, I would say 100% of us say, no, thank you. No, thank you. And that's really, you know, that's the spot, right? And so they start to pile up there. The people pile up in front of that. And you hear it all the time. There's a good buddy of mine, Bobby, who is, you know, he's a great example of what time and persistence and these 12 steps will get you over time. And what I love about him so much is this, listening to his journey, right? He woke up one day and he said he'd had enough, right? Had enough drinking and started coming to meetings. I'm not going to question that, right? That's his story, his journey. That's fine, right? But he's a guy that's probably got 7 years sobriety, right? Probably goes to a meeting every day. And just not quite, right? I think he's starting to realize there's more, right? I think there's a lot of people that can come to this program and do the first step, the 12th step, and whatever tradition it is that says the only requirement for this program is a desire to stop drinking, right? There are people that can come into this program, and as long as they are not drinking, they're happy. Because I don't think, especially older generations, I don't think they realize that there is more that could be, right? More, that serenity, right? That peace of mind, that freedom, right? The freedom of what? Fear, right? And when it comes down to doing that fifth step, you sit down and what are you afraid of, right? What is the fear? Because someone is going to hear something they've never heard before, right? You're going to be the guy that did something that nobody else has ever done. And it's just going to be the end of the world, right? And so what our fear is to be exposed, right? And, you know, it is important when you do a fifth step, you find the right person or you don't, right? I shared this, my story before when, you know, when I first came to the program and I did my first fifth step, I did not do it completely. And, you know, I threw some tough things out there, but, you know, there was some other stuff, unfortunately, that I just didn't feel comfortable sharing. I was too embarrassed, right? I was too full of fear. And I'm not going to say that's why I drank, but it didn't help, right? I didn't find the peace of mind that I didn't realize I was looking for, I guess. I believe that my story is exactly the way my story should be. I believe that me not doing a fifth step and sort of bumbling around through the rest of them. I try to look back at how I looked at the steps back then. I had no fucking clue. I got nothing here. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I see it. I'm reading it. But my mind is so self-centered that I cannot see the trees through the forest. And it was just, you know, so I believe, you know, I had to do that. I had to go to Easton. I had to drink. I had to lose everything. Right, I came into this program with nothing, and in 4 years, I built quite a little thing, right, and proceeded to lose all of it. And then I was able to, you know, perspective, right? Perspective. I had to change my perspective, and I realized that this is a gift, and I get to do this. And it just really changed everything for me, really. And then I don't know if it was the pandemic, but being away from the program, but really I came back and just dove into this stuff with a complete change of mind. And I get it, right? I absolutely get it. And my buddy Bobby talks about that, you know, he's been doing this, right? And then he's even said to me, you know, I like what you say. I've listened to the things that you've said. And you know, then he started to become interested. He goes, Do I need these steps? I don't know. Right, he used to say that. Do I need these steps? Not really. I don't want to drink. And listen, to each his own. Right, to his journey is his own journey. But I used to say, you know, I'm so grateful that I'm an alcoholic. He used to drive my buddy John and other people crazy. They're like, how could you be grateful that you're an alcoholic? And I'm like, yeah, but it allowed me. It exposed me for the real thing that I am, which is this self-centered asshole with a deficiency in God. And I guess it just started my buddy thinking. And now he's like, I am really blown away by the things that I'm learning by working these steps from a perspective of that I get to and not that I have to. And he's like loving it, right? And he's talking about, you know, humility and Serenity Island. And now he's interested in Drop the Rock and learning about our character defects. And he's realizing that there's more to it. You know, and in this song, you know, one of the things I love is that it says, I choose to feel how I am, right? I choose, we choose. That's what I said in the meeting last night. I go, listen, we decide how happy we want to be, right? You can come into this program and do the first step and do the 12th step and, you know, qualify as a person that should be here and be fine, right? You, as long as you're not drinking, right? Maybe you have not a lot of expectations, right? I know when I came in, all I wanted to do was stop drinking and driving. That's it. I just wanted to be able to make a deal with myself in the morning and follow through with it, right? How many times I would tell myself, please, let's not do that again, and I would do it. And how depressing that was and how sad and hopeless I felt just because I could not fucking pull that shit together. But over time, right, we start to learn. And this is, you know, this is when we choose, when I chose how happy I wanted to be. And so when I came back, you know, and did the fifth step the second time, right, still suffering from self, right? I didn't want to do it. Oh, I didn't want to tell my new sponsor, my buddy Matt, you know, because then I've shared in this program, I love Matt, right? Matt was awesome. He was a great sponsor, but he was also, you know, a cool guy in the town, right? Business owner, doing awesome stuff, right? He was my sponsor, but he was also really cool. And so to tell him these things, oh. And so what did I do? I went and called my old sponsor, Mike R., and I did my fifth step with him the second time, this time spilling all of my dirty secrets and the relief, right? The relief. One of the things I worry about is like, did I tell him everything? I'm worried that I missed something, right? And what I've also learned, it isn't, and Matt taught me this, it isn't about quantity. It's about quality and it's about willingness, right? Because willingness, when willingness shows up, fear leaves, right? Willingness is humility. The opposite of willingness would be fear, reservation, right? And that's all self, right? And, you know, this is where I started to understand, you know, why would I not want to tell, right? What is that about? Oh, there's this self-centered side of me that wants to keep that a secret and keep me sick. And then I'm like, oh, shit. And now everything I do, right, is like, you know, and, you know, I was looking at what's cool is the next step, right, the sixth step, which is, you know, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, right? Entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And what that says to me, it's time to start being happy, right? Time to start clearing out some of this bullshit and start finding happiness. And it really starts in that fifth step, and, you know, and I love it. And it is a, one of the interesting things I think about people that are getting sober, I hear it all the time, especially with, you know, because there's a lot of people that really don't do these steps, right? They may go through them, right? And it really gets exposed when they start sponsoring people, right? Because if you're going to sponsor someone, you need to take them through the steps. And, you know, a lot of people are like, ah, steps are, you know, we'll work on them, right? But that usually means they haven't worked on them. And so what happens is there's a lot of people that aren't drinking, but they're not that happy, right? And so you have to start, you know, you have to, and you can hear it. And it's crazy. But this is, you know, to me, this was really the jumping off point in the beginning of finding some happiness in my life and exposing what my real problem is, which is that I, you know, I'm just so self-centered, right? And what is self worried about? What does self do? Self becomes afraid. What am I not going to get? Who am I not, you know, what am I not going to get to have a job, right? It's all this self-centered fear that runs in my life and how I react. And it's just miserable. It's a miserable existence. And yeah. So that's, you know, if you're working these steps, just work them, right? Do the best you can. I am, you know, can you do a fifth step the right way the first time? I don't know. I couldn't do it because I thought I had a drinking problem, right? And I know that I wasn't drinking and I was sort of working these steps and, you know, I was getting exactly what I was getting, which wasn't much, right? I had, you know, I was still trying to find that relationship with God that I had grown up with, like rekindling an old relationship I never had, right? Still trying to find that, the save me God, you know, fix me God, send me this God. And, you know, finally starting to let go of that idea and then starting to realize that maybe my life with peace, right, minus fear, right, maybe that is a God, Right? Maybe that's what a relationship with God is. But more and more, every day, a little bit more. And then, you know, the latest thing I'm dealing with is sick of meetings, right? And this happens to me every once in a while, too. I get sick of meetings, and I become restless. Oh, my God, I can't even remember now. But like I said the other day, what was it? Restless, irritable, and discontent. And that's what I become lately. And so now I'm trying to figure out how to work my way back out of that, right? And that has nothing to do with the fifth step. That's just letting fear grow back in and me not talking about it either. You know, I did talk to my sponsor yesterday. I shared that in the podcast. I texted him last night. I said, hey, I appreciate you chatting with me yesterday. It actually helped. It actually really did help. You know, as a guy who's been sober for quite a while, I'm still the guy that thinks there's still this side of me that says you don't need a sponsor. Right, fine, you'll get one because everybody's telling you you should and the voices in your head are telling you you shouldn't. So let's get one, right? But we're not going to use him, right? And that's sort of how it's been. Him and I, he's got a year more than me. so I sort of just got him to be my sponsor just to check that box off. But the fact is, unless I start sharing things with him and telling him what I'm going through, whether he can help me or not, just the fact, the humility, right? You know, and what would I be afraid of? That I don't have it all together, and that I'm not as smart as I think I am, that I'm not as sober as I think I am, that I'm not as serene as that I think I am, because I sure have a lot of good talk, right? But can I walk the walk? And a lot of the times I don't. And so I have to keep reminding myself because it doesn't matter. It takes me to the same fucking place, right down to the pits of hell. And it's no good. So me telling him that yesterday and then reaching out and saying, hey, I appreciate you, you know, talking with me. It helped me, man. It really did. And so I just have to be better, right? And I can't get caught up in, you know, being over annoyed by these meetings and all the reading. Like I said, I'm just listening now. I'll just listen for a while. And that seems to be fine. I'm like, gosh, if I'm just going to listen, I don't have to worry about any of these meetings, right? I don't have to read in any of them. I can just listen. That's working for me today. Super grateful. Let's see if we can read a daily reflection. Yeah. That sixth step, you know, I was reading it last night, or reading it on the wall, and it's kind of interesting because it says, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And so what that means to me is, God is this place in my life that doesn't have fear, right? And so what keeps my character defects with me is fear, right? Fear, whatever it is, sarcasm, right? I want to be funny. I want to be, you know, I don't think about people's feelings. I'm hurt. Just all the dumb character defects that I had and how fear kept them in. So it's not really, for me, right? This is how I was thinking last night. It's not really that I'm asking God, right? No, we're entirely ready to have God. Maybe I'm just entirely ready to have a life of no fear sort of start to tell me how we're going to start working on these character defects. Because if I'm not afraid, right, if I'm learning how much fear plays in my life and I can remove it, maybe it'll make it easier for me to remove the character defects. And maybe that is a relationship with God. But yeah, the next step is, I love these next steps coming up. Boom. Sorry. All right. Let's see if I can just do a quick reading. And then what time is it? I got more work to do. I got more work. Daily reflections. What did you guys think about that that recording I played yesterday for out of the Bob and Charlie or Joe and Charlie tapes? All that noise was their microphone, not mine, but it, you know, it's just crazy. You know, when we start to realize, right, when the light goes on and we start realizing that how much fear plays in our life and how much it has nothing to do with drinking, right? Even though it says we started this whole program off by being afraid. And so it doesn't surprise me that it fucking runs through everything that I've ever done in my life. And it's a huge project trying to identify, shine some light, and remove the fear. But yeah, those guys, they're awesome. I love listening to those Okay, here we go. Excuse me. A lifelong task. Yep, March 5th. But just how, in these circumstances, does a fellow take it easy? That's what I want to know. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 26. I was never known for my patience. How many times have I asked, why should I wait, when I can have it all right now? Indeed, when I was first presented the 12 Steps, I was like a proverbial kid in a candy store. I couldn't wait to get to step 12. It was surely just a few months' work, so I thought I realized how that living the 12 steps of AA is a lifelong undertaking. It's absolutely true. You know, I remember that. You know, coming in, wanting to finish these steps, get them done. You know, get them done. And all of the amazing things that were going to come from it, and I remember getting them done, and I felt no different. And I was like, what? What did I miss, right? There's so many things, and that, what is it? How can I take it easy? It's right. You know, because, you know, like I've shared this so many times, but, you know, when I came in this program, I just wanted to fucking catch up, right? I was so far behind. You know, I remember as a kid, my buddy John and all my friends, we sort of all started together, and you could just see certain people leaving the line, right? My buddy John went off to college, right? And my other friend's doing great things, and I'm just getting left behind, right? And, you know, I think about my pattern of my partying and stuff and how there was a big group that could do it like we did it in the beginning, right? And then, excuse me. And then over time, certain people would be like, I don't feel like progressing, right? And then there would be this group that could just, they could drink like we did, you know, the next level, right? And then to the next level, and then to the next level. And slowly and surely, more people would drop off and, you know, pick up life again and head to doing better things. And by the end, you know, there wasn't many people left like me, right? In fact, in the end, there was nobody left like me. It was me exactly by myself at the very back of the pack. And I just remember putting down the bottle and just wanting to fucking catch up, right? I wanted to go to college. I wanted to get an education. I wanted to have a decent job. I wanted to be self-supporting, right? And I couldn't do any of those things. And so it was like, hurry, 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 hurry. And that's all self, right? And that's all fear. More self, more fear. And it was running my program. And I'm like, fine, thank you. You pulled the tick off, right? Now let me fucking get back to life. And the problem is the disease that I have is very cunning and baffling and powerful. And if I don't address it through these 12 steps, that these 12 miracles, right, this book that these guys wrote, fucking miracles, right, if I don't use these steps to work on it and build the foundation that's heading to that Serenity Island, I am going to jump back to the back of the pack, and I don't want to do that, and I want to face everything, right, and know, right, I don't have to be afraid. I can just take it on, and it will all work out, and It has, and I have ups and downs. Luckily, I got you folks to share it with. Thank you. I appreciate you guys letting me share. It is a gift, and I appreciate it, and I'm going to keep on working on it, and I hope everyone has an amazing day, and yeah, we'll talk later. Bye-bye.